hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Thank you, Silence the Voice. Day after Easter, we're all hoofing it back to stuff. Did feel good to have the Easter keg back on Friday and have that little get-together. The masks are the last thing we'll get rid of, but it feels...
They're dropping.
Felt pretty good. They're dropping, but they're still around, and they're still kind of a disappointment. I went after the thing at Mavericks. Our buddy Jim, Diamond Jim Wilson, wanted to go over to the casino, and I watched him. I think Jim had a rougher night. I was doing fine. And then, well, not bad, but I just noticed that Jim was doing a lot more wandering around than gambling. And then I was playing a machine, and I look over my shoulder, and Jim's sitting in a chair up against the wall. I'm like, oh, okay, he's all done. But, yeah, we were there.
He had that bouncer look down pretty well at Mavericks.
He's good at that.
Sitting in a stool
just
with
waiting,
his arms crossed.
Just holding and waiting. But, yeah, but the casino was just like nothing had ever happened. Just masks. That's the only thing. It's packed up.
Yeah.
And so this, I'm sitting there, and there's a guy who comes and cleans your air. Like, I'm sitting at a machine, and he comes and he'll clean up glasses and stuff. And he was old. He was Brady of Brady. Let's just say this. He's Brady of Brady let himself go.
Whoa. Oh, all right.
How about that? That's a good way. You pictured it?
Right?
You pictured it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And he's sitting next to me, and he's watching. I'm on the Wheel of Fortune machine. I hit a couple of wheels, and he's like, all right. And I got like one was $800, and he celebrated with me. And I didn't realize that he was standing there with me. And he goes, he's got this kind of strange voice, like almost a Nova Scotian accent. I couldn't really place where he was from. And he's sitting there and trying to understand him through the mask. He'd pull it down and talk to me a little bit. So this girl walks by, and she's in like terry cloth shorts or something. And half of her ass is hanging out of the thing. And she stops like from where me, like to Toledo's 3 feet from me. So he stops about there. And I'm hitting the button on the machine, and I just go, Jesus Christ. Now, it didn't necessarily mean good or bad, just that your ovaries are hanging out of your shorts, lady. It wasn't terrible. She was one of the few that, like, can get away with it, but why would you want to?
Because she can.
Because she can, but
place.
It was also like, wow, this is – when you left the house today, it's like, that's a lot of ass you're going to show in public. I'm not disappointed in that. So I go, Jesus, and audibly, Jesus Christ, I hit the button. And then I just get this, don't you wish you were 30 years younger? Yeah, I wish I was 18. Where did you come from? I got a girl 23. Bangs the lights out of me. Okay, clean up the glasses, overweight Brady. Became my best pal. But then he started telling me stories about how he's got some young girl that he's just blowing through. And I'm like, all right. Good on you. And then I imagined what she probably looked like. And then I threw up in a glass and gave it to
him. Did you ask him what it cost him?
No, I didn't. I didn't care. I didn't care to get all inquisitive.
Get into
Let's
the
get
numbers.
Deep into this. What city is your ham being delivered from, sir? I got two hams coming. Okay. No, he was funny, but it was great. But yeah, the casino was packed full of people and, you know, everybody's playing. So it does feel good because it's like everybody feels a little bit more open. My friend was down in Old Town Scottsdale. He had a date like Friday, and he goes, "It's like nothing's different. Like
it's rocking.
They don't care. Like the pandemic's on." So there is kind of the stupid factor of it, but also after talking to a lot of people, like we need this. This is what I want. Events. People want events. They want more so than just going out to eat. They want stuff. They want concerts. They want, you know, some sort of party, some sort of social gathering. And the Mavericks crowd was no different. That was a great group of people, too. I don't think we had anybody that made a peep about a thing. They were out having
no.
fun. Mavericks is cool as hell. That's my first time there. You've done
it's
a couple
nice.
Of
yeah,
it's
yeah,
an
it's,
awesome
it's,
place.
It's fun.
Really cool place. So, and the food looked good. I didn't eat, but the food looked great. Everything was good.
Yeah, it was
good.
Pizza, it was good.
Yeah. So, well done, Mavericks, and thanks to Mavericks for our Easter Keg Friday. Another year in the books, and it'll be here before you know it. So, we'll be doing this again next year, barring death or another gigantic human disease.
No, probably because of death.
Yeah, we could have that. Who knows what's right around the corner? If anything, we've been taught not to plan for next Easter. Just take it day. We're all alcoholics now. Take it day by day. You never know when China releases another bug. So, and that is an Asian hate, everybody. It's the facts.
Came from a lab.
It came
John.
From China.
Came from a lab.
It's nothing I can do. I don't mean I don't like Chinese people. I'm just not gonna, you know, shake hands with you or anything. It's weird. Not shaking hands with anybody. That was the weird part. Everybody extending their hands.
Yep.
Nope. Fist bumps.
I'm like, and I'd make the fist, and then they'd make the fist, and I'd open my hand, and I were in this weird dance. I'm like, God, it's like trying to shake hands with a black guy. I don't know what to do next.
Even the guy that was mad at me threw up his fist.
Oh, that was great. That guy barked at you. You're terrible.
And I noticed you didn't walk in. You did the drop off.
Oh, absolutely. I did the drop off.
He was talking to you. There he is.
Yeah, yeah. He was yelling at us about you and your terrible clues. And I'm like, there he is. And whoosh, and
get him.
I was a ghost. But it was pretty great. And then in the middle of all this, a guy comes up to me and he goes, hey, John, do you remember me at all? He's got his mask on. And I look, and I knew immediately from the eyes. I'm like, you're Aaron? And he goes, yeah, I'm Aaron from Tony Roma's. I'm like, Aaron from Tony Roma's, who I haven't seen in years. You talk about me trying to kill that little Asian waitress a lot. I'm like, yeah, you're the guy that tried to kill that waitress that night. He had a knife to the waitress's because she was
I've been questioned crazy. Since then.
Yeah. Oh, he's the OG.
Statute of limitations up on attempted murder. Brady didn't actually kill her. We were talking about that, and he's like, whatever happened to that one guy? I'm like, why, do you want to find him? What's going on? I didn't. But Aaron from Roma's is still around, and he looked good. He's working. He's healthy. He's doing all sorts of stuff. It was awesome to see him, but I leaned over to you guys. I'm like, remember that guy who told you tried to kill that Asian girl at work? That's him. That was the best, craziest day of my life. He actually was going to kill another guy once who wandered into – Aaron saved my life, really, when you think of that. I think maybe. He wandered in the back door, and we were closing up, and he was the closing cook, and I was the manager, and I got all the money out on the table. And this dude wanders in the back of the thing, is just standing there. Hey, what are you doing here? So come just seeing what's going on. Aaron grabs that big knife, wanders over to the dude by the walk-in and goes, you don't need to be back here. And because like right around the corner, there's a few $1,000 just sitting there open. And I come around, there's Aaron with a knife, walking some dude out. I'm like, he's going to kill him. And I just stayed out of it. After I'd seen the first time Aaron holding the knife against somebody, I'm like, let Aaron handle this. If there's a murder,
he was
back
adept
here,
with the knife.
Oh, he knew what he was doing. Yeah. But yeah, it was great to see him. I was like surprised. So there was some flashbacks, some reunions and all that. And I was like, this is going to be a great Easter weekend. We're going to have a nice. Every day is going to be better than that. I went to Hillstone yesterday, and I realized that wearing an arm in a sling is like owning a Jeep. Another dude in an arm sling is going to give you a hay, and I didn't even know.
Your arm sling wave.
Well, yeah, more wing talk.
We're brothers.
What'd you do to your wing?
I know one thing about having the sling. Unless you're like kind of quietly introduced to the person, everybody's tired of explaining what happened to your arm. You're tired of it.
I got that all night at Mavericks. Yeah. I'm like, oh, here we go again.
What happened to you?
Yeah.
I just have gotten to the point now where I'm like, I seek attention. Nothing's wrong.
We've got Munchausen.
Really? I have a thing where I just need people.
Whatever
to,
that
I like,
is.
I like people to ask me questions.
The nice thing with mine being on the right is I couldn't shake hands with anybody. Everybody throw their hand. I'm like, oh, sorry. And okay. Sorry, bro.
Yeah. I get lost in it sometimes and forget. I'm like, don't touch me. And then you're the jerk. I'm like, oh, you're afraid of this. Just don't. Please. And everybody's like, take your mask off for the picture. I'm like, absolutely not. I don't want anybody coming back with COVID and saying, he did it. The mask is on. You still catch it from me. I'm just going to keep it on. Not going to get hassled. But I thought, what a wonderful Easter weekend it was going to be. And then yesterday I decided to plop down and watch the blockbuster movie. Because you know why? Because it was everybody at Maverick's fault for going, it's all normal again. We have normal stuff again. So I'm thinking, you know what? We'll all have commonalities. It felt good to be a society again. We're all doing like-minded things. And then I read on Sunday morning that Kong versus Godzilla had pulled in like $30 million in 2 days on just streaming and at the theaters. And I'm like, this is a happening. And it's the first one we've had in a year and in 2 months. So let's involve ourselves in that. And boy, do I ever regret every second of that. What a garbage show that is.
The second one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew two things. This was going to be like smashing your head against a wall because there's no ending possible. There's no possible ending to the movie. They can't kill either thing, right? They can't do it. So
they're icons.
So, yeah. So you got to have some third element that comes in where they either team up or the battle is so epic that the third entity had to either be the military or some bad. And, of course, they make it corporate bad guys, which is just revealed in the first couple minutes because the corporate leader has a goatee and a drink in his hand. And I'm like, all right, we're going to hate him in about
That's
8 minutes.
That's great.
It's so ridiculously sloppy and for stupid people. And get to the exploding. So then basically what it is.
Austin Powers.
They treat Kong as – Kong is played by Michael Jackson because he's propofilled up the entire movie. They sedate him. And to no end, he's sedated, Brett. They sedate him in the beginning. It's so easy to get Kong on the H and lay him down. It's ridiculous how simple it is to call him Kong. He's a junkie. And they propofill him, and then they make him fight. And it's just not fair. It's like put some more sedate the monkey, and then let's put him out on the middle of a cargo ship with no other plan than that, because we know already our military can't stop Godzilla. Godzilla's super strength is that he can smell other monsters. So,
what?
Oh, yeah, that's explaining the thing. Like, he just knows where other monsters are.
When they're up.
So what we do is we Truman Show Kong. He's in a Truman Show dome with a deaf girl. She's in there somehow, too. She becomes the hero. And then
she's Faye Ray?
Kong, yeah.
Surviving
the new
native.
Faye Ray. So Kong's stripping oak trees with his hands and chucking them at the roof because he realizes he's in a dome, right? Spoiler alert to you idiots. If you were looking forward to getting fooled by this movie, don't worry about it. I'm going to wreck it all right now, and you'll still watch the exact same movie because there's no twists in this. Okay, so
if Kong, you were looking forward to watching it, tune out now.
I don't even know how this is. You're an idiot. You'd know exactly what you're getting into. So he strips down this tree, and he chucks it at the top of the Truman Show dome, and there's Ed Harris like, I got caught again. And so he knows he's in a dome. So what do they do? Well, let's get him out of here because he made a hole in the dome. So now Godzilla's going
to
come
negotiate
to the dome.
That.
Godzilla's coming to the dome. And so they know that because there's a leak in it. So the monkey smell's getting out. And so Godzilla's going to – so Godzilla can make it from like the Gulf of Mexico to Hong Kong in a matter of minutes. Like, did you notice that when he blew up a lot of Florida? Because he's mad. Oh, by the way, also Godzilla knows that corporate raiders are bad. Corporate people are bad. So he blows it out. That corporation is building another me. And just shows up.
This thing sounds ridiculous.
It gets worse. I haven't gotten to the dumb parts yet. So they sedate Kong. They put him on a cargo ship. And they start floating him somewhere. I don't even know what the plan was. So Godzilla, they were worried about the hole in the dome to drag Godzilla out. Let's just lay the monkey on a cargo ship and then put him in the middle of the ocean. Nothing bad can happen here. Even though that's where Godzilla lives.
Well, they called Godzilla in, the corporation.
Sure. He was baiting.
Because they were luring him with the – they had a – you know, that sensor call that brought him over.
Sure.
So they get a little sample of his
right. Because they thought
his mojo.
They could try to get him again.
They need that mojo for their
– So, anyhoot, Godzilla shows up. He blows with the mere touch, blows up an aircraft carrier just by touching it. Blows right through. In the meantime, Kong can't get through the chains – that he's chained down on this cargo ship. He's not strong enough to get out of the chains he's shackled with.
They have to free him.
He can't. But they expect him to keep up with the thing that with his hands can mash an entire aircraft carrier with his hands. And he's got fire-breathing nuclear mouth and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, dodge that. Laser. Yeah,
but there's certain parts of that. So then Kong wakes up out of his propofol days because they've got him all sedated. And now they're like, well, he's got to defend himself. Like, thanks a lot, assholes.
In water.
Yeah, and then they dunk him underwater. Kong holds his own. Like, if you ever woke up from a surgery and then said, all right, fight the doctor, you'd get killed, like, immediately. But Godzilla shows up, no propofol. Kong's propofol. Boom, boom, boom. They fight a little bit. Kong gets back in the boat and looks at everybody like, what the F are you guys doing? Like, where are we going? So, out of nowhere.
Well, can I interject a little separation on the sparring underneath the water?
Yeah.
If you've ever been under the water and you yell.
Oh, yeah.
How does that do for your oxygen?
Very bad. Very bad. Unless you're a fish.
You're so mad, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah. And
you're on
a big
adrenaline.
Yeah, he did a lot of that. And then he swam to the top, which is really good in the water. I was surprised. So he gets back and he climbs back on the only remaining boat, which happens to have our lead characters on it, which is good. And he looks at him like, really, guys? This was the plan, was to let your useless ships get attacked? We have one boat left. Like, we have to get him. What do you think? Is Kong afraid of heights? Dun, da, 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 da. And then it cuts to these dumb kids that are two teenage kids that and immediately you're going to lose me in a movie. When
that's
teenagers,
the daughter from the guy from the previous.
I don't want teenagers solving mysteries the military can't figure out. Now we're in Scooby-Doo territory. So they got this. So they cut back. And then without any explanation, there's a big chunk of the movie missing where Kong's in the Arctic now. He went from the broken boat.
Oh, so we're going to get a Zack Snyder's cut?
And then all of a sudden, he's being lifted out of the snow-capped mountains that weren't there a minute ago because they couldn't figure out how to get. They had to shut down all the ships because they were – like Godzilla was going to come back. They tried to fool Godzilla into thinking he'd done his job and none of the ships worked anymore so he could just go on about his business. So then all of a sudden they managed to get those things powered up and
well,
move
the Scooby-Doo
over.
Kids with the black Alex Jones.
Yes.
InfoWars.
Yes. That's true. Well, they never explained why Kong was all of a sudden capable of laying in the snow, and then they could net him and helicopter
him. He did all right in the cold.
No idea how they got him there. No clue. And then this is where it gets dumb. Kong's house.
This is where it gets dumb. It sounds pretty dumb to begin with.
Kong's house is Middle Earth. So they have this big nuclear portal that goes down into center Earth.
It wasn't his house.
Well, it's his home.
Ooh. What's he renting?
Oh, also.
Or origination of the original Kong.
Yeah, it's Airbnb. Yeah.
Also, Kong knows sign
great,
language.
Great, great.
What? Kong is capable of communicating with a girl.
The native girl.
Now, there's another lady who knows sign language. Kong can't understand her. Only the native deaf girl. Who was, by the way, cast as a deaf girl. And she is a deaf girl. So woke. Anywho. So we go into Middle
Earth.
Didn't know that. There's still a sun. Don't know where that comes from if we're in the center of the planet. But there it is. There's a sun and all sorts of stuff. So Kong's freelancing around there killing some
pterodactyls. That's not the only time people have shown Middle Earth with the sun.
I mean, yeah.
Journey,
oh, I don't
to
know.
Center
look,
the,
Journey to the Center of the
same
but
thing.
Again.
And there's dinosaurs.
These were movies that were Saturday afternoon goofball movies, not major blockbusters that the whole country's going nuts over. So then they go to Hong Kong, long story short, destroy it all.
They went from the Arctic to Hong Kong?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Just keep digging.
Millions.
Wow.
And millions.
Oh,
and
Brady.
Millions dead. That's what they
did. That's
exactly, really? That's yes. The thing? They keep
that's
digging it, and you'll get to
that's
Hong
exactly
Kong.
What they
did.
Did
the cartoon thing?
Beyond. Man. And anybody who says the special effects in this were good are crazy. I think Fay Wray's Kong was better. It wasn't good.
A couple of sounds.
Well, the sounds were neat. Yeah. Like, they did have good audio.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was like the Middle Earth looked like crayon drawings. Some of the little ships were cool, but we've seen that a million times. So, yeah, they get to thousands dead in the first second, millions dead in a few minutes. And then Mechagodzilla shows up.
Mechagodzilla.
Which was the reason Godzilla was mad in the first place, because he knew this corporation was building a super Godzilla to beat him. So he could smell that out, too.
So it's like the Terminator, then.
Yeah. Well, only it's really easy to beat. So Kong and Zilla are fighting away, and then Zilla finally stomps on Kong's chest and cardiac arrest.
But you got to understand.
Oh, shut up. That's not real. No.
Yeah, cardiac arrest.
You're forgetting one thing before the cardiac arrest is Kong finds his Thor hammer.
Oh, yeah. He found a Thor hammer. Yeah, it gets charged by nuclear breath. So it's the stupidest movie I've ever watched. Now, I know people are going to email and go, John, you got to suspend disbelief. I did. The very second I hit play on Kong versus Godzilla, I suspended disbelief. That does not give anyone the right to say, you're dumb. None of this needs to make sense. Let's just throw everything at you. It was the stupidest thing ever. So then cardiac arrest happens. They get defibrillators out. They've got magic defibrillators. They're in the form of spaceships. And all Kong needed was a defibrillation. So again, he's been – and maybe his heart wouldn't have been so bad had they stopped load him up full of propofol. Every time he had to go from A to B.
Yeah, you're looking for a heart attack.
Oh, you're look what happened to Michael Jackson. Did we not learn?
Same thing.
I mean, they do now. They're doing it to Giant Harambe. So anyway, they shock his heart. He's back in fighting shape, like immediately. And he sees.
Oh, how about popping the shoulder back?
Oh yeah, he
had a building.
He had a dislocated shoulder, so he killed about 40,000 people by throwing his shoulder back. He throws it into a building, popping, and goes, and he puts his shoulder back, and then he looks over and he sees his former foe, now friend Godzilla, in a fight with this mechanical Godzilla, and he goes over, and he's now they're buddies. And I don't know her because Godzilla stomped on his chest and was like, "You're done, bro," and he didn't finish him. It was Saving Private Ryan moment where he's like, he should have just stabbed him, but he didn't.
So he Godzilla won?
Nobody wins. You know, we're all losers.
Mecha Godzilla loses.
Come on. Why did?
But Mecha Godzilla had him on the ropes, man. Both of them.
Now, Kim says, John, you were wrong. Kong wasn't drugged for the first fight with Godzilla. He was chained to the boat. No, they have a scene where they're like, keep him at 88% sedation, remember?
Yeah.
Because they had to sedate him to get him on the boat.
And the little girl calmed him down.
Yeah, those assholes wouldn't unlock his chains. There's a lot of cussing in there. Godzilla was swimming towards them, destroying other boats. Yeah, you're right. And he couldn't get out of his chains because he was sedated.
Did you cry at all, John, or relate to the little Kong teddy that she had?
That was pretty cute. She made a little fake teddy and would point to it and then point to the hole in the center of the earth and goes, and then touch her face. And Kong would go, home. And the only thing missing from this movie was at the end Kong going, friend. It was the stupidest thing I've ever watched. I
I'm trying to remember. Did he go back down the tunnel? What happened at the end? So much stuff is going on.
The end of the movie, I threw my remote at the TV. That's it. That's how it ends. And I think that's how it ended in every
Godzilla
house in America.
Godzilla went his way.
With anyone with an IQ. Oh, it's so bad. And this is exactly right. Kelly emails and says, that show was made for Asian audiences only because they'll watch all that stuff. They love those action movies. And we're making all of our action movies now for the Chinese audience. That's a fact. They spend so much money that there's no reason to even worry about the American audience anymore. The Chinese audience is going to eat this thing alive.
There's the signature building in Tokyo, I think the high rise.
I don't know.
I did notice.
They were in Hong Kong, Bray.
They were in Hong Kong. Tokyo. That's what I mean. Yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah. Sorry. Hong Kong.
Asian. Oof. Cities in Asia. It's like, what is this, Jeopardy?
Am I right?
They all look the same. You can't tell Asian cities apart.
Because previous Godzilla's was always Tokyo.
Tokyo. Yeah. They took this one to China.
So I got that wrong. Anyway, there's a signature building.
But they keep mentioning it.
Anywho.
It's all right. I understand not paying attention or dozing off.
It's okay.
Well, one thing I paid attention to is they did preserve that building the whole time.
Oh, there was a...
And I wonder if that was a deal that was saying you can't destroy this.
They wrecked everything else.
Yeah.
And we bitch about 9/11. Wait till you see the destruction Hong Kong goes. So they are going to have such an economic downturn due to this thing.
Yeah.
This off... And sue everybody. The mechanical... The company that did that. I mean, there's $700 or $800 billion worth of damage.
I mean,
minimum trillions.
They drop a decent tower in Gangs of London,
right? That was pretty cool,
and it's still smoking.
Right, and it stayed on fire for a couple of days. This thing, Kong resets his shoulder by blowing up a skyscraper, just smashes it in like it's a door frame. What do we care?
Did he really save the city?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Why didn't we at that point, as human beings saving other human beings, say? Nuke the monkey and the thing.
Yeah.
Because we watched them fight and rooted for one while millions died. It was hilarious.
Is this what you're talking about? Texter says, don't get me started on the underwater tunnel from Florida to Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a reasonable part of the movie. Like, you're like, all right, I'll give you that one. Florida to Hong Kong, which I don't even know. Like, there's a couple of twists and turns in there that you'd have to make to get back over to China.
John, I watched. Florida. How about the screaming match between Kong and Godzilla? The only thing missing was Mecha Godzilla screaming in a T-Mobile jingle.
Right, to harmonize. So why didn't Godzilla just blow fire into the monkey's face when
he ran out of
propane?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he needed to go to the Lowe's and get a couple new tanks. Oh, that's right. He had to recharge. That's why he had it later, because he gave it all to the axe at the end.
John, I did watch this on my Nintendo Wii, so I might have seen something different, but you totally missed the part where King Kong throws the banana peel and makes Godzilla slip and knocks him down.
I did miss that. But I can't get past the fact that that is now a huge movie. Like, we're that dumb.
I almost want to watch it now to see how ridiculous this thing is.
I'm going to watch
you
guys it again.
I'm missing ridiculous parts. You cannot get more lowbrow, low IQ stupid with a story. Now, just give me the monkey and the lizard fighting for 2 hours and wrecking every major metropolitan area. It's like Aerial America. I'll watch that. HD Aerial America is a great thing. You go over cities and they just kind of fly in drones over. Just do that. Blow up landmarks in every stretch of the world. And just make it like boxing. Make it like Tyson Jones. Just like, okay, Godzilla versus Kong in Hong Kong, and this is what would happen. I'm fine with it. Don't sell me a story with it, because it was asinine. Hilariously so. To a point where you're just like they just got 7 or 8 kids to sit down and come up with the ideas for this and said, whatever you guys do, America, China, we'll eat this up. They're dumb. And we are dumb.
So basically it's like the old video game Rampage.
No, Rampage had a better story.
they were just shot up with nuclear stuff.
So it had the Rock in it.
Rampage was awesome. Rampage was awesome. But it didn't apologize for what it was, which was just how many buildings can Godzilla and Kong destroy to go to the next level of building destruction.
Did they fight each other at some point?
No, they were
You just beat the hell out of the buildings.
It's a two-player game.
Like
you were either Kong or you were Godzilla, and there was another one too. You could be, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember what the one was.
There was
the
wolf.
That's right. And you could climb the buildings and just mash them down, and that your job was to destroy cities. This is a – and by the way, also better special effects.
There is the wolf.
Oh, here's the new version.
The special effects in this are better than the movie.
Are you serious?
They're less cartoony. Everybody raving about those special effects. We have spaceship stuff. We've got that down. To be impressed by that anymore is like crying every time the sun comes up. That center Earth thing. It's one of the – and so I text Larry because I text you guys. I'm like, which one of you jackholes said this was good?
It was Larry, wasn't it?
I think it was
Larry. It was Larry because he went to IMAX.
Because none of us saw it.
I text him too. He goes, it's just dumb fun. I'm like, dumb. It's missing the fun part. Where's that? When does that kick in? The whole last half is fighting. And I'm like, Larry, there's 20 minutes left. We haven't really gotten to – oh, you're right next. You're right when it gets going. I'm like, I've wasted an hour and 10 minutes of propofol Michael Jackson ape. That they have him so sedated and it doesn't make any sense. And then, oh, by the way, Godzilla went from being as long as an aircraft carrier to the same size as Kong to back to being as long.
See, I didn't see the size issue. I thought they were pretty
huge
good on
shifts.
That.
His tail was bigger and whipped into that aircraft
Godzilla,
carrier.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, they're wrestling or about the same size. And he fit on a cargo ship. The other thing's tail comes out of the water and mashes an entire aircraft carrier. In one move,
that was,
and it's as long.
That wasn't the aircraft carrier.
Whatever
it was.
It was
a battleship, a lot smaller.
It was bigger than the boat Kong was laying
on. No way. That cargo ship is huge.
Defend it all you want. That makes you dumber. You're standing on an island, pal.
They nailed it.
Yeah. I got a hole in the earth I'd like you to climb through. And I'll just bury
with
you.
With a key. Kong had a key to the universe.
Kong had a key. Friend, that's all
battle
I was waiting
axe
for.
And
oh,
key.
So bad. So anyway, my review of Kong versus Godzilla, out of 5 possible stars, I give it a you.
So you want your money back on this one?
Yeah, and I want all of my HBO Max money back for a year. Give me that. You know what, HBO Max? That cost you $6.99 a month to put me through that. You didn't have to watch it. Oh yeah, I sure didn't. This guy just sent me a thing of Curious George and Barney in the water. I'd rather watch that. I'd rather watch that as a movie. It's so ridiculous. And it's frustratingly dumb. It's frustratingly dumb. Like, it's the monkey and the lizard fighting, always going to be entertaining. But let's put it back the way it was. Just a dude in a zipper suit rolling through a set of fake buildings. I would have enjoyed it.
We went
it
back more. And watched a couple of those.
It's better. Ago. They're better.
I'm reading a review on it right now. Yeah. See it for the creatures. Try to blink through the brain cell murdering dialogue like yeah. This. This could be the thread that finally unravels the apex sweater of conspiracy.
Jeez.
What?
Yeah, it was written by 5-year-olds. It's so dumb. Yeah, you just feel yourself getting – and he's right. Stay for the fight and the loss of Chinese life. In this day and age when we're worried about making Asians upset, there are so many – we're cheering. You would never do this in any other city. You're cheering the loss of millions of Hong Kongians.
How about the one little strand of DNA, whatever they needed?
Yeah.
And they put it in there, and five it minutes, nearly. It's good to go.
Compatible.
Technology's amazing.
Yeah. The suspension of disbelief, you're asking far too much. Just get to the fight. Oh, it's bad. Brett, you got to watch it tonight.
All right.
It's homework for the show. And then come back and go, oh, my God. Yeah. This guy says, thank you for the confirmation bias, John. Everybody has been giving me crap for not wanting to watch it for the very reasons you're saying. You know how this is going to end. There's no surprise in this thing going in. Kong v. Godzilla is built for the second one. They're not going to take this thing and go, we spent $1 billion just to give you one.
Why couldn't they,
this is going to be multiples. But I don't know what they do now.
Why couldn't they kept Kong flatlined? And then the next one, it comes back, it's like Superman coming, they figure it out.
That happened like 4 times. They flatlined him, and then they brought him back, and they flatlined him and brought him back. So next time, the two city ruiners are now on the – what you've done is create the greatest WWE tag team in history. Now what?
Useless.
Yeah, so they got to build another monster.
Another mega Godzilla?
And then I don't know.
Mecha.
I'm guessing that Sydney is next to go. Maybe Tokyo. They don't want to blow Tokyo up the first day. They've been through a lot. It's terrible. 0 out of 5. And I want my 150.
0 out of 5?
If I could go lower, I would. And I'm not friends with anybody who likes it anymore.
122 million.
My physical therapist.
The opening weekend and overseas.
Yeah, insane.
And then another 44 here, I guess.
So I hear Larry going on and on about it here. And Larry's usually pretty good. A friend of mine, Mike's like, it's really entertaining. Good film. I'm like, all right. And then I go to physical therapy Saturday morning. And Chris, who's like a movie buff, is in there. And he's the one who comes up with all those scenarios. Another one he came up with is like a movie where it was just a dream. Turns out it's just a dream. Wizard of Oz excluded. And you start thinking like, yeah, that's – and like Inception doesn't kind of count because it's like it's come up with some really good movie ideas. So we had another one. He's like this Saturday comes in. He goes, all right, here's today's topic for you to think about while you're doing this stuff. A movie where a singer is acting and they're not a singer in the movie. And they're good. And I'm like, the only one I can really think of that was good was Tim McGraw. And he was in that Friday Night Lights and he was good.
Dwight Yoakam was
Was fantastic.
Yeah.
He did, yeah, in Monsters Ball.
Well, and
he's been in a couple things. Yeah,
Couple things.
Yoakam's a good one. Didn't think of that. I'll tell him that next time I go in. So then he says in the middle of it, he goes, you know, I'm thinking of Kong versus Godzilla. And he goes, which, by the way, pretty darn good. Now, I don't know Chris very well. But I should have known that he also said that he was going to go home Saturday and watch the movie Tomcats with Horatio Sands. But I still, for some reason, that didn't register that he had already suggested Kong.
Jerry O'Connell?
Jerry O'Connell and Horatio Sands. And then I heard him say, I just like everything Horatio Sands does. And for some reason, it didn't hit me that I shouldn't take his advice for movies anymore.
If you didn't catch that one.
I should have grabbed that and lassoed it in and put it in my pocket, but I didn't.
So you're finding a new place for PT now or what?
No, I like everybody there, including Chris, but that was a terrible suggestion. He should know it. And now the city knows it. He's great. Foothills Rehab Center is fantastic. But once Chris gets talking about movies, just tell him, dude, you like Tomcats too much. I'm not taking your advice. You're an encyclopedia of useless knowledge, and I think the world of you. But this Tomcats thing's really – I can't take your advice ever again. You put Tomcats on a list. That wasn't movies that suck. Anyway, so it is mind-numbingly stupid. There's no one I know that would be like Larry. I was disappointed. I can't be friends with Larry anymore, which is really going to be hard. Oh, I got to break up with Larry today. So I'm like, look, we've been friends for 20 years.
It's time to say our goodbyes.
And Kongzilla is going to ruin it for us because
I had the sound cranking pretty good in the man cave. And it's entertaining because we had another creature involved. The cat is just by the screen. It must be the sub or something.
Yeah.
She's attacking Kong or when they're battling.
Right. She didn't like seeing that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather watch that. A cat attacking a
dog. It helped.
Yeah. I'd rather play with a laser in a cat for 2 hours than sit through that again. Terrible. Just awful. So if you want to watch it, go ahead. You've already paid for it. That's the bad thing is I already paid for it because I pay my subscription either way. I might as well get something out of this HBO Max when WandaVision's not on. And on the heels of Gangs of London.
You haven't jumped into The Falcon and the Snowman yet?
I have no interest in
it. It's pretty good.
It looks exactly the same as all the other Marvel things.
It is.
The formula's garbage.
But it's good. I like that stuff. So that's.
I'm not a formula guy.
Yeah.
I'm not one where I go, all right.
Yeah, so you wouldn't like
this to one. The next level. I know what's going to happen now.
WandaVision wasn't that.
WandaVision was not that. Yeah. WandaVision was completely different. And Gangs of London, which you sat through all 10 of them. Nice work.
I got to remember 3 more days left for the free subscription.
And then you got to cancel that.
Yeah.
So you did.
Well, you did rush.
So wait, you did that Friday and we're done Saturday.
Yep.
Wow.
When did you have time to cook that ham?
I got 4 in on Saturday.
Man.
Are they hour or half hour episodes?
Hour. Jeez. Some are longer than that. Brady went full. You went Kong sedation on that. What did you propofil up and just get immobilized for 10 hours? I just realized the time you spent on that. Well done. See, I kind of lost I can't binge. I get tired of the characters, no matter if they're good or not. So the last episode, I dozed off.
I did 4, 3, and 2, broke it up on that
Thursday.
Saturday, I did a couple.
Get up so you don't die of deep vein thrombosis and then sit back down.
Yep.
Okay. That's a lot of TV. Nice work, Brady. That's 10 hours and 24. Of your 24 hours, I'm guessing 7 were sleep.
Fit a round of golf in.
Did 4 hours of golf, 10 hours of TV, 7 hours of sleep. That's good. America! And you managed. Well, you got Kong Godzilla in on Thursday last week, right? You did that when it came out.
Yeah, when it came out.
And I'm sure kids love it. Maybe not.
Yeah, Kirby liked it.
Did she like it?
But not like nothing, still not close to the Marvel movies.
No.
That's her wheelhouse.
Dumb. Anyway. What's that Pacific Rim movie?
Is that the one? That's it. Pacific Rim.
The same thing.
Yeah, the kaiju.
We're in the same boat.
The kaiju.
I couldn't sit through that one. Bad movie.
Yeah.
That's going to be a billion-dollar thing in a couple of years when they get
well,
to
Well, they made two of them.
No, I'm talking about when, when Kong Godzilla gets going.
Eventually, they'll bring in the maybe Predator, Kong versus the Predator.
Yeah, they did Alien versus Predator.
Right.
You know what? We'd soak it up like mopping up barbecue sauce with the Hawaiian bread.
And throw Freddy in there.
Hey, you did. Oh, my God, Freddy and Godzilla. I'm going to that. You got to suspend disbelief, John. All right. Thanks, Cletus. Have fun
did
up
you
there.
See what Godzilla did to Leatherface?
Did you see that? We went as though all 13 of us Spucklers showed up at it. 13 Spucklers for Freddy v. Godzilla v. Kong. V. Roy Jones Jr. V. Lomachenko. Okay, so we're just throwing it all. It's just a Scooby-Doo episode. Terrible. Terrible. Brett, watch it today.
All right.
You have 10:30 a.m. you're going to be watching that movie. I'm going to sit in your window and watch with you to make sure you finish it. Terrible. But that's what we've got now. And again, by the time they make the third and fourth one, it'll be a billion-dollar franchise, just like Fast and Furious. They just can't keep pumping those out enough. China eats them alive.
Yeah, but the only difference is the first Fast and Furious was watchable. It was a
really good,
good
movie.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we can make more of these. And then China's like, oh, make a million. And they, thousands of them kept coming over, and they're like, we don't care if America likes these or not. What we've discovered is the Chinese audience is so starved for movement that you don't have to come up with a story. Hobbs versus Shaw. It's like one of the biggest movies in Chinese history. It's the stupidest thing ever. And they just don't care. Like, just get me out of the house. So, enjoy it. Enjoy it, America. There's your review of the big blockbuster that's supposed to unite us all once again with commonalities and events. And we're all excited about being together again. It made me root for COVID. I want to get back in the house. I never want to see you people again, so I don't ever have to have that conversation and go, you know, it was a really cool movie? Kong v. Godzilla. I'm like, no, I can't be friends with you. Can't do it. One of the girls at physical therapy that was getting treatment goes, you know what? I love those Sandler movies. I'm like, oh, God, I've got to get out of here. She didn't work there, though. She was young. It's okay. She liked it. I like that googly-eyed guy. He's in all his movies. Steve Buscemi, I guess. I don't know. He was great. Okay. Sorry about your leg. It's terrifying. It's 7:08. Let's get to what's that wake-up song you got on your big board?
All right. Brought to you by our boys over at Action Ride Shop, who, man, they killed it this
Tip
weekend.
Tip the cap on
that. 100%.
They loaded us up with 10 kegs worth 500 extra. So there were 10 people that went to the keg party that got $500 put in their hands from Action Ride Shop, and that made it worth it for them. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that made it even better for losing.
Oh,
if you're a loser and you walk with $500, you're not as bad a loser as people left with nothing.
Well, luckily, the guy that went to Sedona, because that was an Action Ride Shop hidden keg, and that actually turned out to be a $500 keg.
Yeah.
So he actually wound up making a little bit of scratch on that. But,
well, that's the reason he went.
Yeah.
Because we spun the wheel right before. Yeah. It was like, that keg in Sedona is a $500. And that's what he took off for.
And he hit us up after the show, because it was like almost 11 when he's like, found it. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Because he found the area. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't know that.
But it was gone. Like, he took a picture of the manhole cover that's in the picture of where they hit it, and he goes, it's not here. And we're like, well, you're not the only person in Sedona,
right.
So somebody might have grabbed it.
And he found it, but he went around a couple. Yeah, and so he found it. But
somebody moved it.
Josh's story about the one couple that was just out miking, didn't listen to us or anything, came across a keg, and they decided, well, we should probably take this. They didn't see the placard until they got back from their ride.
Oh,
and
man.
Then they decided to sit in their car and watch everybody.
They listened to us and then
give
watched.
Out clues.
Oh, that's
like,
hilarious.
Here's where it is. And people running around. They had it in the back of their car, and those jerks just
sat and watched for an hour before they called it in.
Just a couple folks on a hike.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of b-holing
dicks.
Going on.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, congrats. I think you're the best. You're my favorite.
Awesome.
You're my favorite new listener.
Yeah. Welcome.
Check him out on Facebook.
You guys should see Kong vs. Godzilla just to catch up with the show.
Check him out on Facebook, Action Ride Shop, as well as on Instagram, at Action Ride Shop. And a bunch of stuff up here. Blue Oyster Cult, Godzilla making the cut here for the wake-up songs. As I Lay Dying, All That Remains, Buck Cherry, Slayer, Slipknot, Reverend Horton Heat, System of a Down.
Go ahead and pick one, man.
I don't want to do Blue Oyster Cult, but
why not?
Well, if you want to do it, I mean, considering
done.
The moon.
Yeah,
all right.
Done, man.
Yeah.
BOC throwing it down.
This is the second time in the last couple of weeks that we've done BOC.
Yeah, the surviving members of Blue Oyster Cult are getting like 12-cent checks. What's happening?
going on in Phoenix?
What's going on?
We need to schedule a concert. No.
No. COVID. Yeah. We're very old. We're vaccinated. We were the first ones in. Right. We don't want to see it. Oh, so bad. This song has more story.
This song's lame.
Yeah.
Really?
It has more thought and story than the movie I watched yesterday. I can't believe I did it.
How many stars, Brady?
The movie or the song?
Movies. The movie.
Godzilla v. Kong. I'll give it one star.
Yeah. Whoa. You thought it was as cruddy as I did. Look, if Brady's willing to go 1 out of 5, and I don't know if you'd have done that prior to my review, like you feel comfortable with me hating as much as I did. You might have gone 2, just thinking I better not be a jerk to the people who like it.
But usually you're a 3 guy, right?
Well, I'll explain this. Because Brady doesn't want people who like it to bother him.
Oh, okay.
It's basically it. It's like he says, if I act like I hate it, then people will want to argue with me about how it. So I just say it's okay. And then nobody will talk to you about it. But now that I've done it,
or
you feel a buffer zone.
If someone's going crazy over a movie that I don't like, it's the same way.
Same. Okay. Just stay in the middle.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's it. But now that I've gone out on a limb and said it might be the stupidest thing I've ever laid eyes on, Brady can go.
Me too. But ask him all the questions. I gave it a 1.
I take Brady's 1, and
but sometimes
I piss
those
on
ones
it.
Are, you know,
and 1's a 0 to you. If you say 1, you say 1. Stop defending a 1-star movie. You can't give it a 1 and go. Sometimes 1-stars are entertaining. That's the point of it being a 1-star. It's not entertaining.
But I'm just thinking, the last time that I started a movie, like a blockbuster, and then just said, not happening. Like, there's an opportunity on that one that
Ad
you could
Astra.
Watch it. Watch the whole thing.
You did?
I did.
You sat through Ad Astra?
Yep.
Oh, man. Kong was less sedated.
Yeah.
That
now,
is a slow,
did I doze off? I can't
movie.
Remember. I might have.
Then you can't review it. Brady's not 1 out of 5 stars, is 1 out of 5 winks.
Yeah, about 3 winks during that one.
Yeah, you fall asleep during movies. I bet you fell asleep during Kong versus Godzilla and had the subwoofer wake you a couple
a little
times.
Long, it did, yeah.
Once you get into Millie Bobby Brown and then Black Alex Jones and then New Zealand Rebel Wilson.
Psycho in Deadpool. He was a psycho kid in Deadpool.
Yeah. He's amazing in a movie, a New Zealand movie called Search for the Wilder People. He's amazing.
Yeah.
The little New Zealand boy that looks like Rebel Wilson. And then the shrunken version of the woman from Big is Millie Bobby Brown. And then Black Alex Jones, which I loved. And that whole sideways thing, I don't even know what that is. I don't know what they're doing. But they're teenagers who end up getting involved and pouring alcohol on the machines and it blows everything up. It's so bad.
It was almost like so War bad. Games.
Oh, it's so bad. Oh, so bad.
The Mystery Machine was pretty sweet.
Brady, had he known that this was going to be out, Jesus wouldn't have come back. He'd have stayed in the tomb for a couple more days if he'd have known this was the Easter
blockbuster. I don't think he's real happy.
No, he can't be thrilled.
He had to roll this one out this weekend.
He could have been real thrilled with all those non-believers in China getting slaughtered. That would have made him happy. But saves him on Ascension Day. But, man, oh, man. Yeah, the good news is that China's population is down to a reasonable size now. Because there's half of them are gone. Oh, it's so bad.
They got them all into the Godzilla shelters.
Oh, yeah. Where do they stay? Like, where do the and did you notice that the special effects guys kept traffic flowing during the fight?
Yeah,
watch
yeah.
the roads. The roads are like people are still. Oh, I got to get to work.
And you know, at least they showed some people still scampering on the
sure.
streets, but
none of them got stomped.
But man, did they! They do a great job. They've done these drills, so they're so
well,
efficient.
They do. Well, again, you're thinking of Tokyo. I'm not sure Hong Kong's ever done Godzilla drills. This was their first real dance with him, I think. Like, and why our city? Why did they build the portal here and then send the two monsters to us? None of it made sense. There's no regard for human life in this at all, which I'm usually okay with. But this seemed like, all right, they're fighting. Nuke them. Oh, they're impervious to it. Well, then we're just losing. We're just not going to win this battle. Sedate the monkey and figure out the other thing. And wouldn't it make sense that if the only thing that pisses off Godzilla is other monsters, you just kill the Kong?
Yeah,
you
but they're all tied together. They're networked.
Okay, I understand that. But you just kill the one that we know about so Godzilla doesn't get mad. You just let him float around on the water by himself with no monsters to fight. He's pretty cool. As long as you leave the monsters out of it. So you kill the one monster that's left. What are you letting him loose for? You repair the dome, and then you're done. It doesn't make
I didn't see any construction going on after the
none. They did nothing to try to fix that. In fact, it got worse. It started cracking. It was so bad.
I kept on looking for Katniss Everdeen coming through there, too.
For the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
So bad. Anyway, you've already paid for HBO Max. You might as well. Unless you're on Brady's free trial. Then be wary, because they could charge you a month.
Cancel, wait till the Gangs of London comes back out, season up it again.
I just wonder how much it would have made if it wasn't for streaming. If it was just in theaters. You know?
Oh, not as much.
Are you crazy? It didn't make any money on that. Like, it was you pay your $6.99 and you watch.
Oh, you're talking about
if everybody had to go put $20 down for this thing at a theater, like it would have been 5 years ago, the thing would have been $100 million on the weekend at least. $32 million is not a huge box office thing.
It's just as big as whatever
it did over the weekend, but that's not big.
And then $122 million, but that's overseas. I don't know if that is in theaters or is that the?
Well, they're not counting like each view is not costly.
Yeah,
$6.99 a month for HBO Max. You get it.
Yeah, you'd figure it's a quarter of the money.
Yeah.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.